This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Negotiators are closer to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain, diplomats said Sunday at the end of the latest round of talks. World powers have been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing moderate Hassan Rouhani. The chair of the talks did not say when talks would resume, noting the main problem continued to be finding a solution between lifting U.S. sanctions on Iran and reversing Tehran's stepped-up nuclear activities. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation. That will happen this Friday, the White House said on Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Armenia's acting prime minister, Nikol Pashinyan, and his civil contract party took an early lead as votes were counted after a parliamentary election Sunday. This was set to be a tight race with former President Robert Kocharyan's political bloc. Pashinyan's party had 58% of the vote in the first figures published by the Central Election Commission versus 22% for Kocharyan. This is VOA News. A court in Central Russia arraigned a suspect Sunday on murder charges in the death of an American woman who was studying at a local university. The body of the 34-year-old was found Saturday in a wooded area near a city 400 kilometers east of Moscow. She had been missing since Tuesday. Her mother told U.S. National Public Radio that her daughter had texted her, quote, "in a car with a stranger. I hope I'm not being abducted," end quote. A state news agency cited the local court as saying the suspect gave her a ride in his car, then took her to the wooden area where he beat and stabbed her during a dispute. Russian news reports have said the suspect had a record of violent crimes. He faces up to life in prison if convicted of murder. Bahrain Sunday rejected a UN report calling for the release of two men facing the death penalty, which cited claims their murder convictions were based on confessions extracted by torture. In July last year, Bahrain's top court upheld a death sentence against the men convicted of killing a police officer in a 2014 bomb attack. A Bahraini government spokesperson told AFP in a written statement the men were convicted of serious criminal offenses. Rights group Amnesty International has also said the trial relied on, quote, "confession extracted through torture," end quote. Israel's government approved Sunday the establishment of an independent state commission of inquiry into a deadly disaster at a Jewish holy site in April that left 45 people dead and 150 injured. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said the commission would investigate major safety shortcomings that led to a deadly stampede at Lag BaOmer celebrations. Some 100,000 people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gathered for the April 29th holiday in northern Israel despite coronavirus restrictions limiting outdoor assemblies to 500 people and longstanding warnings about the safety of such gatherings. A tropical depression in the United States killed 12 people in the southern states of Alabama as the storm swept through the southeastern U.S., causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. 10 people, including 9 children, were killed Saturday in a 15-vehicle crash, according to a county coroner. U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico will remain closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st, the U.S. Homeland Security Department said Sunday. The 30-day extension came after Canada announced its own extension Friday of the requirements that were set to expire Monday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.